Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where being watched isn't the worst part. Tonight's story follows a woman who discovers that the window across the street isn't just looking at her apartment, it's learning her. This is The Window That Watched Back. Maren Keller moved into the studio because of the light. The windows were tall and generous, facing a narrow street lined with older buildings. In the mornings, sunlight spilled across the floor like water. At night, the city hummed softly, distant and reassuring. Maren worked from home, editing audio, long hours with headphones on, and she liked feeling connected to the world without being in it. Across the street stood another building, a little taller, its facade dark and uneven. One window, directly opposite hers, was always unlit. It looked abandoned. She didn't think about it much. Until the first time the light turned on. It happened late, close to midnight. Maren was stretching by the window when she noticed a faint glow across the street. A room had lit up where there hadn't been one before. A person stood there. Not silhouetted, facing her. She waved reflexively, embarrassed, then dropped her hand when the person didn't respond. The figure didn't move. Just stood at the window, head slightly tilted, like they were considering something small and precise. Maren closed her blinds and laughed it off. Old buildings. Insomniacs. Nothing to worry about. The next night, the light was on again. The person stood in the same spot. This time, when Maren shifted left, the figure shifted right. She frowned. She raised her arm. The figure raised theirs, just a half second later. Okay, Maren murmured. Goo. She stepped back. The figure didn't. She closed the blinds again, pulse ticking faster than she liked. Over the next week, the light came on every night. The figure learned her schedule. If she worked late, it waited. If she went to bed early, the light stayed off, until she woke for water. Then it flicked on. Maren started keeping her blinds closed. She rearranged furniture so she wouldn't pass the window. She told herself it was coincidence. But coincidence doesn't anticipate. One evening, she forgot. She crossed the room to grab her phone and glanced out. The figure was closer to the glass now. So close she could see details, the slope of the shoulders, the length of the neck, the way the head dipped forward when she leaned. Her phone buzzed in her hand. A notification from a local alert system she'd never subscribed to. Lights on. She swallowed and backed away. That night, she dreamed of standing at the window while someone stood behind her, gently adjusting her posture. When she woke, the imprint of fingers tingled on her shoulders. She called her friend Lena the next day. I think someone's watching me. Lena scoffed kindly. Maren, you live in a city. People exist. Not like this, Maren said. It's practicing. Practicing what? Maren didn't have an answer. The first message came on a Thursday. An envelope slid under her door, thin, plain, no stamp. Inside was a single sheet of paper. A sketch. Her sketch. She recognized the angle immediately, her desk, her chair, the lamp she always forgot to turn off. The lines were careful, obsessive. At the bottom, in neat block letters. Still. Maren's hands shook. She moved that night, packed essentials, left the rest. She stayed with Lena, slept on a couch far from windows. For 3 nights, nothing happened. On the fourth, Lena's bedroom light flicked on by itself. Across the street, in the dark window of the building opposite, a figure stood. And raised a hand. Maren ran. She took a sublet in a different neighborhood. Lower floor. Narrow windows. She taped cardboard over the glass. She lived in lamplight and shadows. Weeks passed. Her breathing slowed. The city became background noise again. Then she noticed something small. Her reflection in the microwave door lagged. Just a beat. She stopped, heart thudding. The reflection stopped too, then lifted its head. From the hallway came a soft click. A light turning on. Maren didn't look. She felt the room adjust around her, like furniture being memorized. A voice, not loud, not close, drifted from the direction of the window. Still, it said. They found Maren's apartment empty. Her phone lay on the floor by the window, camera app open, recording a dark pane of glass. Across the street, in a building slated for demolition, a single window glowed. And in it stood a woman. Practicing how to stand. Practicing how to breathe. Practicing how to be seen. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Draw your curtains if you like. But remember, attention doesn't need light to learn you.